Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Master Self-Love Podcast, a podcast that is all things self-love, self-awareness, body positivity, evolving as a human being. I am Larissa Gonzalez, and I am obsessed with self-help and personal growth, and I am here to help you learn what I've learned on my journey, because I want you all to become more aware of your emotional health and, you know, just to inspire others. Because I've definitely have grown so much, and I'm like, people have to know what I've learned if they don't know, and it helps me continue to learn more and more, and it just motivates me. So welcome. And I do new podcasts every Wednesday. So if you want tips every week that are practical, you know, subscribe to wherever you're listening to. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple, pretty much anywhere where you can hear a podcast. And if you go on my website, masterselflove.com, you can enter your email right there on the front page, and you'll get the blog post along with this podcast emailed to you every Wednesday right in the morning, so you can have it available to you just in case you forget to come back. So yeah, if you love what you hear on this episode, then please subscribe. So this is episode number 16. It's August 22nd already. It's crazy. This episode is going to be learn how to stop comparing yourself to others, part 2. So my very first episode was learning how to stop comparing yourself to others, and it's gotten so many views. It's the most viewed episode, and it was just really telling. So I really wanted to add on some more tips to that episode, because it seems like it's something a lot of people struggle with, and I also do that. That's why I wrote about it right away, my very first episode. So this is going to be a continuation of that, and I think that's very important. You know, after you learn a topic, you know, you just keep building on it, and that's how you continue to grow and grow, and, you know, you build a foundation, and then you that's how you really get to the place you want to be, is, you know, just continue learning. You don't just, like, hear about something and then, or learn about something and then, you know, that's it. Your goal should be to always learn more and more as you can, to build more and more. Just like, you know, just like if you were going to the gym or something, and, you know, if going to the gym once isn't really gonna do much, but if you continue going, you're gonna build so muscle and whatnot. So that's a great tip. So yeah, so if you are ready to begin your journey toward, you know, self-love, more self-love towards yourself and self-awareness, let's get right into this episode. All right, so as I said, my very first episode was on how to stop comparing yourself to others. And I talked about in that episode more of tips on how you can stop comparing yourself to others, mostly on social media, because I mean social media is such a big part of our lives now that I think it's so easy to compare yourself to others, or you feel guilty that you're not doing as much as someone that's, you know, highlighting themselves on social media. So I talked about mostly, you know, tips on how you can get past that. And so on this episode, I wanted to just go into some more tips on how to stop comparing yourself to others in general, whether that's at your job, school, maybe you have family members or friends that you continue to compare yourself with. There's just so many scenarios. We've all done it, and some of us may not even be aware of how much we compare ourselves to others. And so how you can tell is, with phrases that are like, she is so much prettier than me, she is so much thinner than me. This is really what a lot of women compare yourselves to, the bot, how they look, how other women look. They are more successful than me. Why can't I have what they have? Comparing yourself to others are, are what these statements come from. So you can kind of know that you're doing it if you hear yourself say things like that. We get down on ourselves when we feel like we are not enough or have low self-esteem, and we continue to suck the joy out of ourselves when we do this. Another emotion that comes from comparing yourself to others is envy and jealousy. So they're pretty similar. And these are normal human emotions. We just have to know how to control them, just like anger and sadness. We never think about happiness, because ha happiness we want, if we could have 100% of the time, we would. But jealousy and envy are emotions that are normal, but we definitely want to control those. So they won't hold us back for reaching our own goals and dreams. And some say social media has made comparing ourselves to others worse. But I think people have been doing it since the beginning of time. It used to be that everybody was keeping up with the Joneses, and now it's keeping up with the Kardashians, I think the internet has only exposed more of what people would be doing without the internet. There are certain people who just love to boast about themselves, with the goal of making other people feel bad or beneath them. So I don't know. I think we see it more, but I think even without social media, we would still be comparing ourselves to others. I remember I did it in high school. I definitely think you'd compare yourself to others when you're in school. I don't know about elementary, but I remember in middle school, I definitely was, high school. And for me, as a young girl in school, I always had, I always was chubby, and I've always had big boobs. And everyone else, every other person, just seemed to be really skinny. And so I definitely compared myself to my classmates all the time. And that's where I began to feel, bad about my body, because it's like when you don't see, it's already, when you're that young and in school, you're already trying to fit in, and then when you look different, it's, you feel even worse and whatnot. So, comparing yourself to others starts way young, definitely. And then also people, I know for a lot of schools, they started having uniforms so that, it would help, like, because there's kids that could afford brand names and there's kids that couldn't. Definitely, I know before the uniforms, I definitely know there's kids comparing themselves to others of, how much money they had or their parents appeared to have. And so I think as we get older, we really do the same thing still, right? Like, we still compare our bodies to, all the people we work with, or and then our friends, and then we still say, oh, I think, they seem appear to be more successful than me. And so I feel like we just kind of never really stop comparing ourselves to others. And so I just want to say it's normal. You don't have to feel bad about it. Everybody has done it. And so, that's why I want to offer some tips, 4 tips that really help me, keep these emotions in check, the envy, the jealousy, because just like other emotions like sadness and anger, resentment, all of those will just hold you back. And so, if you have goals of being successful, being in great health, whatever your goals are, you're gonna be stuck if you just continue to dwell in these emotions of jealousy and envy. There are some people that dwell in it so bad and try to keep up with those emotions in an unhealthy way that it just takes them way further and further away from their dreams. So I just wanted to show you that there are ways that you can protect yourself from these emotions that can go too far. So first off, tip number one is be aware. Most importantly, you have to be aware of how you compare yourself to others and why and when. Whenever you make statements like he or she is better or has this and I don't, catch yourself and ask yourself, why are you making that statement? Do you often compare yourself to the same people or person or feel like you constantly have to compete? Because there are some people that really, you may not even be comparing yourself to someone else, but maybe you have like a friend or family member that always seems to like talk about material things, and they kind of make you question yourself, like, oh, I guess I don't have a nice TV like them. Maybe I should, maybe I'm not as successful if I don't have a TV like that, But that's what you need to be aware of is, do you have these people around you that make you feel like you have to compete, or are you doing it yourself? And and then important part of being aware is, how do you feel about yourself in that moment that you are comparing yourself or competing with someone? So, for example, when I catch myself comparing myself to others, I feel like I haven't made the progress I wanted in certain areas of my life. So becoming aware of that has helped me, because when it's happening, I'm like, okay, Larissa, what do you feel like you're struggling with? And yeah, it'll usually be, well, I feel like I am not doing as good a job as, doing this and that, or I still haven't accomplished this and that. And so I can be like, okay, so that's it. So put your phone away. If I'm scrolling and comparing myself to others on social media or whatever, and then I say, well, it's time to work on your goals. So that's becoming aware of when, why, and who you compare yourself to others will help you deal with these emotions. Otherwise, you will never stop doing it, because you won't really be understanding the deeper root causes, or even why you're comparing yourself to others in the first place. So being aware is the first step, and if you can't get past that step, you won't be able to really get to the other steps. So step number two is know that looks can be deceiving. So we tend to have this belief that people who look good must be joyful, must have joyful, happy lives, It's time to challenge that thought process. You know, just because someone looks happy on the outside, or as I talked about in episode one with social media, you know, social media is a highlight reel of everyone's life, you know, but you don't know what anyone's going through on the inside. I mean, that's just impossible. So, I mean, if you go to my personal Instagram, which is Kitten LG, you know, my photos are bright and happy and flowers, but there's a lot of times where I'm just going through hell. Like, I'm just, you know, depressed and, you know, just going through a lot of, you know, just trying to get through the tough obstacles that I go through in my life. And nobody, I don't post any of that. I try to post as much as I can about my personal journey, but it's still hard to really put everything out there. And I, you know, and you don't want to put out negative energy. And it's not, I mean, I feel like it's good to express yourself and be real. But you know, even me with a person that's very open, like I don't put everything out there and nobody sees what I go through, you know, when I'm alone in my apartment. So that's what I'm saying is like, don't, or even like the, you know, when I'm out, you know, everyone says I'm the most cheerful person. I'm always smiling and, but that, you know, they don't see the other part of me that's, like I say, sad or angry or, you know. So everybody has those moments. So just know that looks can be deceiving, and that, you know, you might see that someone that seems to have their life together, they may even say that all the time, but nobody has their life together. Nobody has it figured out. I mean, yes, people, there are some people that are responsible and, you know, get their shit done, and, you know, but like I say, they're, you know, you don't know what someone's emotional state is when they're at home alone, or, you know, that just all this other stuff. So just try to understand that, like, you know, that there, everyone goes through hardships, not just you. You know, we all have different levels and of what we're going through. But you can't be, you just don't know what someone's journey looks like. So, and like on social media, I mean, it's easy to fake a lifestyle. So, you know, stop wishing you had the lives of others, because you are only seeing the highlight reel of what people show the world. I mean, literally, I've heard that there's people that have jumped the fence of an airport just to run and take a picture by a jet plane. So it's pretty ridiculous. So yeah, so don't try to compare yourself to someone on social media, because you don't know their situation as a whole. I mean, if it's, you know, you can see someone traveling all over or buying fancy stuff, but it's like, do you know what their bank statement looks like, their credit card statement? You know what I mean? So you don't know, this person might be in debt. So you just don't know. So looks can be deceiving, and you don't know what everyone has gone through to get where they are, or their current hardships that they may have faced getting there also, you know. They may actually be successful, which, you know, a lot of people are, but you, like I say, you don't know the hardships they went through to get there or continue to have. So, tip number three is have realistic expectations of yourself. Start thinking of what you want to accomplish and understand what it will take for you to get there. So, also look at what lifestyle you live or want to live, and ask yourself if your goals match your lifestyle. You know, you may be focused on living someone else's lifestyle instead of your own. For example, if you're buying new TVs and cars just to appear successful, or keep up with someone and put yourself in debt because it doesn't match your lifestyle, you must become aware and hold yourself accountable for causing more good than harm to your goals. If, like I said, if you're putting yourself in debt just to compete with someone, how are you gonna accomplish your goals? Like, being in debt will never get you anywhere close to being successful. Especially if you're just trying to appear successful. So that's super important, Or some, like I say, if some people are like, "Oh, I want to have my body goals as J-Lo," it's like, well, let's be realistic. Are you going to work out 7 days a week? And I don't even know what J-Lo's workout regime looks like, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty intense. So it's like, if unless you're willing to do that, you're probably not gonna, and you probably still won't get J-Lo's exact body because you probably might be shaped different than her. So it's like, you have to be realistic with your goals and what your lifestyle is. That's definitely super helpful. Dwelling on how unfair it is that they have, what they have is keeping you distracted from your goals. If you want something, this is where you have to go out and get it. You can't accomplish anything sitting there scrolling and complaining. You have to believe in yourself and focus on your path and your path alone. That's the thing, is a lot of people want to complain and, say that it's unfair that they p these people have, success, but yet, if you have time to scroll and look through social media or gossip or whatever, you have time to work on your goals. So focus on your goals and have realistic expectations for yourself. And tip number four, the last tip, is to focus on the good things about you. So start by making a list of all the things that you like about yourself whenever you start to compare yourself to others. We spend too much time being negative about ourselves. So focusing on the positive is important, because this is when you start to dwell about what others have and you don't, it's just this self pity party, and it's like you want someone to come and I don't know, feel sorry for you, or life is unfair, but at the same time, if you're not putting in the work, and focusing on your strengths, then you're really not, then you're being unfair to yourself, really. Because everyone who's successful has put in loads amount of work and has just, every day worked on something that's important to them. So yeah, if you're not willing to put in the work, don't complain about not having anything. So, but here's where you got to focus on your strengths and what you are good at. We all suck at something and we're all pretty good at something. So, I'm not the person who tries to strengthen my weaknesses. Like, I try to strengthen my strengths. It just makes more sense for me. And then delegate whatever else, your weaknesses, to someone else, or don't try to focus on your weaknesses. That's kind of like a waste of time. So, but yeah, here, just, write down all the things that you love and stick it somewhere where you'll see it every morning to remind yourself of all those great things. And focus on the non-physical things about yourself, which actually are more important. What are you proud of that you accomplished already? What, focus on what is unique to your personality and focus on that when you feel inadequate. And just try to have a mindset of gratitude and positivity. I recommend going and listening to the episode where I did a recording of 45 self-love and body image affirmations. I think if you listen to recorded affirmations, this will also help you with getting that positive mindset when you're trying, when you feel inadequate, and you know, it really helps to hear those affirmations or have a mantra when you are, you know, the moment that you catch yourself comparing yourself to others. So, you know, we all have so much to offer the world, and you know, that's what you need to focus on. So, and know that there's only one of you, and you have something special to offer the world. So focus on the good things about yourself. Understand where you fall short to work on, you know, on kind of really not dwelling on your weaknesses so much. You know, nothing comes easy, and you will have to work hard at whatever you want to accomplish. And so that's why it's important to just have that tunnel vision and come back to your path and focus on your path. You know, cut out all that time that you're using to complain or compare yourself to others or to compete. Use all that money towards your goals instead of buying stuff that will make you appear successful because you're trying to compete with someone who's doing the same thing. It's easy to appear successful. You know, I could go to the mall and buy all brand names and purses. You know, that's pretty easy to do. But I don't want to. I want to spend my money or save my money on more important things that are in alignment with my goals and my path. So focus on that. So, and I want to leave you all with a quote that I think is great and sums it up about the tips that we talked about. So, comparison is a waste of energy. Every individual is unique with unique talents. Find your passion and live your best life. That's from Layla Gifty. So, I hope you all found this valuable, and I would love your feedback. Please message me on Instagram at Master Self Love or my personal Instagram at KittenLG. Definitely leave comments at MasterSelfLove.com or email me. I would love to hear your feedback. And if you liked this podcast, I would appreciate if you share it and subscribe. And I thank you for listening and supporting. I really appreciate it. And you know, it helps me in my journey, and it's, you know, I just want to help others, and I really love to hear from you all. So, please reach out to me, and I hope to see you all next week, and take care. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Master Self Love. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.